A long time ago, Rob had passion, drive, and endless enthusiasm. And now you hear what 30 years of working with Dawn have done to him. This is Rad Radio.
Good old technology.
Gotta love it.
So a couple of notes. First of all, let me confirm I've got this part correct, Brandon. In about 25 minutes is the Mixed Pick Sports Show that Steve Mickelson and I do every day at 10 a.m. on Rad TV, members.radradio.com, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM, followed today by Tech to You Tuesday, hosted by Ian from Tech to You. That is all uninterrupted in terms of it happening. Based on what you've read.
Correct.
Okay, now, am I reading this text that you just sent me where Steve texted both of us that Steve is unavailable for tomorrow's show for a variety of technical reasons?
Unrelated.
But that is what you read, right?
Yes, okay. I did. Yeah, but unrelated to the thing that you were referring to.
So, but first I want to make sure I was reading Steve's text that there may or may not be a Mixed Pick show tomorrow, depending on if I can find somebody to join me or, you know, I don't know if I can do the whole show myself with everything going on.
That is correct.
But, okay, so Steve Mickelson unavailable. But the ironic thing is it's for technologically based reasons down in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And life issues going on with Steve on that way. So no problem for today. Now, meanwhile, I've also been told that we got this email from Robert, along with other people, who said Rad TV has gone offline. It went black screen. You're aware of this, and this is a hey, whoa, it's not us problem.
Yeah, it's our video service. I'm not going to name drop, but the video service is having widespread outages, specifically to players, not necessarily their website. So we use their players to broadcast Rad TV on at members.radradio.com. Although I did get a text just moments ago from Ian, our buddy at Tech to You, who will be hosting Tech to You Tuesdays today at 11 a.m. on Rad TV and on 104.7 FM and 890 a.m. Today. But he's getting the player to come back up.
Good.
Everything's starting to load. So it sounds like that issue is going to be resolved here momentarily.
So if you flopped over to the app or one of our radio stations to listen, at least the Rad TV will or is back up momentarily-ish or already.
It's weird because usually you're not supposed to hate the player, you're supposed to hate the game, but in this case we're hating the player.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees with Rough Change. That's what I want with Rough Change. That's what I want with Rough Change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in Rough's Jar of Change with Rough Change. Win Rob's Change. Win Rob's Change.
Caller 18 to Win Rob's Change. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, Red.
Kevin!
Only two guesses so far and two clues. It's a non-mega bucket. The two guesses have not been very helpful, I don't think, if you've seen the picture on social media and at radradio.com. But maybe the clues have. What's your guess?
Let's go with 237.59.
237. Was that 5.9?
Correct.
$237.59. That does seem like a legitimate guess based on the first two clues.
You lose.
Man. 你好，心情大好。
$237.59. Incorrect. Your third clue is there is a number that is used more than once in the final correct answer. So a number is repeated. A number is used more than once in the final correct answer. Your next chance to win Rob's Change is tomorrow morning at 6:30. Oh,
but how many times?
Shut up. One other entertainment note we didn't get to. Remember back last year, Netflix started experimenting with finally doing live stuff. Pop quiz, the first live thing they did was.
Chappelle? No.
They don't all look alike, Brandon.
Oh, it was Cheers or it was some show, Samson and Son or something.
Chris Rock?
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you,
Kyle. Yep. Chris Rock's Selective Outrage stand-up show.
Oh, I thought it was a TV show.
On March 5th.
Where was a live TV show? What am I thinking
of? Oh, my God. You're thinking of ABC bringing back old 70s shows.
Yes. Thank you. That's it.
Good
Thanks.
Good Lord.
Okay, good. You got that out of my head. Perfect. That's what I've been thinking.
Wonderful.
About.
Now your head's alone. Whoa.
That's how I like it.
It was when Chris Rock did his first post, you know, the slap reactive moment on TV, and it was live on March 5th. You can still watch it anytime, et cetera. But Netflix has been taking this slow, the live thing. They've done a few other things live, but they've mostly been like B-list stuff, certain reality shows, things like that. they're trying to catch up, if you will. You've got Amazon, which is doing the NFL live every Thursday during the year. Paramount Plus and Peacock are streaming big sports, live events, etc. And the next one for Netflix will be on Sunday, May 5th, and it will involve former professional quarterback Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
It'll be telecast live and unedited.
Oh, God, he's not doing comedies.
It'll be streamed on Netflix from the Forum in Los Angeles.
Because I think he wanted to do that. Wasn't that one of his dreams or something?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. And that's not just something you walk out and do. I mean, that's why, professional. If you caught it either when it was happening or it's on YouTube, it's gone viral. It's very popular. Kevin Hart was profiled on 60 Minutes this weekend, and he was talking. Kevin Hart. When he goes out, when he's getting ready to do a new tour, he spends months going to dives, doing stand-up at comedy clubs, not just in New York City, but he goes to the small places.
Good for him.
That's what they all do.
No, but good for them.
What you have to do in order to get it right. Yes, good for them to memorize something they repeat night after night after night, as opposed to doing a live show of, totally new stuff
that you
every
hate.
Day.
I hear you.
I don't hate it. I love what I do. It's just,
it's not what I was saying.
John Stewart at least gave us credit once.
Somebody else.
I'm going to tell you this memorized joke I've done a million times.
Now, who's not listening to who?
I'm listening to you. I just don't care what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Kevin Hart, he will host the live Tom Brady event on Netflix on Sunday, May 5th. It'll air live at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, God.
It is a roast of Tom Brady.
Excellent.
Oh, fun.
We do not know who, but we know that, quote, celebrities from the world of comedy, sports, and entertainment will get together. And, of course, they're calling it the GROAT. The greatest roast of all time.
God, I love it.
As soon as we know details on the celebs, we'll let
Rob,
you know.
Anybody and Dawn. The Rob, Anybody and Dawn Show.